Well, one of the most exciting wins of the day at Caulfield on Saturday was the two-year-old I Did It Again. The first starter was heavily backed and didn't let down any of its fans. And it was a lovely ride by Nikita Berryman. She joins us this morning. Good morning, Nikita. Well done on the win on Saturday.
Good morning, Michael. Thank you very much. It was an exciting race and he's got an exciting future, so it's great to be a part of it.
Well, he does look like he's got a super exciting future. And phew, I guess it was a little bit of luck because I know Tommy Sadler's been doing a lot of work with the horse and with his suspension. You're able to get on race day and you certainly didn't do anything wrong. How much involvement in the horse had you had prior to Saturday?
So I rode him once in a jump out and that was his first ever jump out. And I was really impressed with him then. That was on a heavy track and I wanted to keep the ride, but Tom got in there and stuck under my neck. And to be fair, Tom did do all the work on him, and I think he taught him. He taught him probably what he knows. So I was lucky enough that, unfortunately, Tom got suspended, and I was able to pick up the ride. But I think that just shows that the support and loyalty that Greg and Jim have shown in me to put me on a horse that we all knew was promising. So it's a good step up for me in my career, being put on a nice horse and being guaranteed the ride next start.
Well, you've teamed up so well in recent months with Greg Urell. What were the expectations heading to Saturday? I know he was backed off the map after going up some big prices, and Greg sounded very confident on RSN on Saturday morning. So were you pretty confident that he was going to deliver what he did on Saturday as well?
As noted, like, I didn't really have a lot to do with him. I gave him his first jump out. Obviously, there were big wraps around him, but it's a different ball game when it's a two-year-old going to the races for the first time. Yes, they had wraps on him, but you still got to put it together on race day. And I was confident that everybody else was confident. As I said, without doing any work on the horse, I didn't know how good he was. So when he comes to the race and produces a run like that, it's outstanding.
And what type of feel did he give you in the race? I know Greg said there's plenty of improvement to come, but did he give you the feel of a horse that could be a genuine Group 1 Caulfield Guineas contender?
Oh, absolutely. And I think just going on times, I think he ran 109 for the 1200, which is, that's an impressive, very impressive time, especially for a two-year-old first starter. He gave me an amazing feel. A really exciting time with him going forward.
And for a two-year-old, he seemed to be quite tractable and professional as well.
He'd done a little bit wrong. It wasn't the intention to go forward. I was planning on getting a sit because he relaxes better in behind them. But as it turned out, he jumped so well and put himself there. And the favourite was only a length in front of me. And we were coming to the half mile. And there's no way that I could let him cross. So he was put into a position where he had clear running inside him, but he had pressure outside him. And he got a little bit upset, not knowing what to do, got his head up a little bit. But that's just how professional he is. He's tractable enough to still continue to race properly and go on with it. So once he steps up over a bit of ground and gets to sit in behind them, he'll bring his head down and relax a lot better, which will probably give him a much better turn of foot.
Well, you've got a few weeks now with Tom overseas on suspension. Are you you're giving flowers to Greg's wife and doing everything you can around the stable? Because, gee, it'd be a nice ride to keep in spring.
I'm not a suck. Never has been. So I just turn up. I work really hard. Greg and Jim both know that. And as I said, I've been very fortunate with their support since coming back from injury. And I'll continue to work hard. And to be fair, if Tom steals him back, well, it was his horse to start with. I was just fortunate enough to get that win. And look, Dan already told me when we were door I could keep the ride. So I'll continue to work hard and hopefully be rewarded.
Well, it was another good Saturday for you, Nikita. My Paisan certainly didn't lose any admirers as well. It was a good run again.
Yeah. Again, just got a little bit further back. There didn't look to be much speed on paper, but when the gates opened, they seemed to go really quick for the first 3 furlongs, and it put me back a little bit further than what I had wanted. But again, found the line really well. Definitely looking for the 1600. And again, he's another one for the future that's going to be a promising horse.
Well, Nikita, well done again on partnering with one that certainly looks like it's got a big future. I did it again on Saturday.
Yes, thank you very much.
It was a lovely ride by